پیاری پیاری وہ گڑیا بھی چھوٹی.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا بكم. Wednesday morning, the bliss of marriage with myself, Arafat bin Ibrahim Hatia. And of course, Fadilatul Ustad Hazrat Malana Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussein Hafidhullah is with me this now here on the bliss of marriage. Today being the 8th of Shawwal 1440, which is also the 12th of June 2019. I want to welcome my engineer, my hardcore brother, mashallah, brother Tobella. And of course, let's welcome the listeners of Sirius FM, and let's welcome the listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Our WhatsApp number is 084-786-3132. That's our WhatsApp number, 084-786-3132, to the international overseas countries, plus 2784-786-3132. Let's go to my beloved honorable Ustad. Ustad, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Jazakallah khairan, Mawlan Arafat, and to our brother Tobela and the listeners of Sirius FM. Jazakallah khairan.
Ameen, 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 inshallah. Ustad, just before we start the question, of course, this question is not part of the bliss of marriage, but the question coming from England, UK, coming to my cell phone this morning. So I'm just going to ask Ustad quickly before we go into the bliss of marriage questions. Can we make nafil prayer for Umrah after Asr at Masjid Aisha? That's one. Number two, also can Umrah be done for the dead and alive? And number three, can one Umrah have two intentions, that is two people? This is from Coventry in UK. Ustad.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher, and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When a person is already in Makkah Mukarramah, and now you want to perform a Nafil Umrah, you go to Masjid Aisha. The area is called Tan'im. And if you're going after Asr, you just make intention there and you come. You don't have to read two rakat salat. And according to Hanafis, to read two rakat salat that time there after your Asr salat is not permissible. The Shafis, Hanbalis and them, they allow that. But it's permissible. You just go make intention. Allahumma inni uridul umrata fayassir ali wa taqabbala minni. Any language. Oh Allah, I make intention for Umrah. Make it easy and accept it. And labbaik Allahumma labbaik. And then you carry on. There's no problem with that. Regarding Umrah for the people who are alive and dead, all that is totally permissible. You can make for yourself, for your parents, grandparents, the whole Ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu salam, and we the Ahlu Sunnah wa Jama'ah say is totally permissible. And remember, in your Nafil Tawaf, your Nafil Umrah, all that you can make multiple intention. You say, Ya Allah, this Tawaf is for my Ustaz and for my teachers, my parents, and it is for those who are ill and sick, and everybody you can include. So all that is totally permissible, whether it is Tawaf or whether it's Umrah.
Ustaz, Jazakumullah khairan. I see they were recording the answer. I mean, inshallah, all the way from Coventry in UK. Ustaz, let's go to the bliss of marriage questions. This came this morning on the bliss, As-Safina to Ilal Jannah. Mufti Sahab, what is the minimum time period between two menstrual cycles? Ustaz.
Once a lady's menses ends and before the next menses start, so according to the Hanafi, Shafi's, majority of the scholars, remember it is 15 days. So for example, today your menses finished. Now remember, minimum, you must count 15 days. From today, 11 o'clock to tomorrow, 11 o'clock, one day. So like that, you will count 15 days. And in that way there, all these 15 days, the minimum is your days of tuhur, of taharat, of cleanliness. If you are spotting bleeding during these 15 days, it's not menses and haiz, but it will be istihada, which means that it is a type of sickness, illness, and for every farz salat, you will have to make a fresh and a new wudu. But a husband-wife relationship is permissible. You must continue with your salat. You can fast your qada fast or shawwal fast. All that would be permissible whilst you are in istihada. Then when the 15 days, 11 lapses and finishes, and still the bleeding is carrying on. So if it carries on for 3 days and more, then it will be considered as your menses. But this 15 days, all are considered as clean days.
Ustad, could you please give us the ruling for a woman if she wants out of a marriage? What is the permissibility in Sharia, Ustad?
First and foremost, the lady should always try and reconcile. That is the teaching of the noble Quran. And even the husband, wasulhu khair. Quran Kareem teaches us reconciliation is the best. However, for reconciliation, both parties have to make compromise. You can't say it must be my way and you catch the highway. So obviously that will not work. So you, the wife, you have to make compromises. You, the husband, you have to make compromises. And in that way there, then things will work out. Surah 4, Surah Nisa, verse number 128. So you can read it and see it also. Chapter 4, Surah 4, Surah Nisa, verse 128. Second issue is, if your husband is abusing you, assaulting you, hitting you, obviously then you don't have to stay in that marriage. You go to your local ulama or you go to court and you tell them and charge him for assault and so forth, and you apply for a fasakh. Fasakh means annulment of the marriage. Or the husband is on drugs and alcohol and so forth, and the chances of him changing are very, very slim. So same law there, you go to your ulama and so forth, apply for annulment of fasakh. Or he is having a string of affairs, that the husband is busy with this one, that one, and on the internet is busy with the ladies. So all these are valid grounds that you can ask and go out. He's stubborn, he don't want to give you talaq or divorce and so forth. So go to your ulama and apply for a fasakh. But you must have all your details and proofs ready, not petty issues, all the serious issues. So in that way, a court case will take place, your husband will be called, you will be called, and thereafter they will make their decision.
Ustaz, let us go to Zimbabwe. This is Ummi Humaira. Love listening to Markaz Sahaba. Mufti Sahab, assalamu alaikum, dear Mufti Sahab. I would like to stop using birth control pills. I want to stop it. However, my husband does not want me to stop. Am I allowed to stop without his permission? Ummi Humaira from Zimbabwe, Ustad.
Yes, 100% permissible. Remember that for things that are un-Islamic, you don't need permission from your husband. That for a woman to go permanently on these contraceptives is not permissible. And remember, 90% today of the time, people say inflation and cost of living, so therefore we don't want more children. So you must take all the tablets, throw it away, and get rid of it, and you continue with life and ask Allah for whatever is the best. Read Surah 25, verse 74. Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa dhurriyatina qurrata ayun. Ya Allah, grant us such spouses and children that are the coolness of the eyes. If you fall pregnant, he might be upset. So you must tell him, nothing can prevent the law and the decree of Almighty Allah. Fa'alul lima yurid. Allah does whatever he wants to. So remember, that is the kudrat and the power of Allah, that you conceived and then you will give birth. So don't worry about your husband. Keep on making dua. Get rid of the tablets.
Ustaz, a couple adopted a baby girl. The wife breastfed her. Now the couple is heading for a divorce, Ustad. Is the husband still a mahram to this child, Ustad?
When they adopted this girl, remember thereafter that she, that is the wife, she breastfed this baby and she became the foster mother. So her husband became foster father. And now if they divorce, Allah forbid, so he will remain the foster father forever. So there will be no parda hijab between him and this girl, yeah, baby girl, when she grows up. And you will always be the foster mother. So that is the law of the Sharia. Surah 4, Surah Nisa, verse 23. وَأُمَّهَاتُكُمْ اللَّاتِ أَرْضَعْنَكُمْ. And your mothers who breastfed you, they become the foster mother, and their husbands become the foster father. So yes, that will remain, status quo remains, as they say. So that will continue as normal.
0847863132, that's our WhatsApp number to the international overseas countries, +27847863132. Ustaz, let's go to our Muallima, of course, from Sydney in Australia. Muallima, she says, Mufti Sahab, Hope your wife is well. Apa Fatima, she says, Mufti Sab, is it permissible our woman folk here in Australia to go around visiting beauty parlors to do waxing and laser treatment for the private region? Ustad Mu'allima from Australia.
It's absolutely haram and a shameless thing to do that a lady goes to another lady and for her bikini waxing and for this waxing and all that. So she has to remove all her clothing and all that. So a woman, remember, going to another lady from above the bosom, the breast to below the knees, that portion must be covered unless there's emergency operation, hospital and so forth and so on. That's different. There's the exception to the rule. Now imagine a lady today has become so lazy. Oh, I don't still can I fathom this and comprehend it. For what is the need for you to go to another lady? Can't you do it yourself? So that is absolutely haram. This bikini waxing and the private region, that another lady must do it for you and so forth. Absolutely haram it is. Mm. And the husbands who allow it also are the youth. The youth means cuckold. Then meaning Nabi alayhi salatu salam said, such husbands will not enter Jannah, the hadith in Sunan Nasai. How can they allow their wives or the fathers allow their daughters to go to such places to do all this? From time immemorial, our mothers, our wives, our sisters, they do everything themselves. But today is be-hayai, immoral, immodest society. So where there's no shame and morality left, so they promote and advocate all these type of satanic activities, absolutely haram. Alhamdulillah, just before the program I spoke to my wife. Alhamdulillah, they operated on her. The operation is finished. According to the doctors, it was successful. We request everybody's duas. And Fatima, mashallah, my wife, she's okay also with Allah's help. So just make dua for her. Allah Ta'ala gives complete shifa. Jazakallah khair to all the listeners.
Ameen.
And all the brothers, sisters who are making dua. Barakallah feekum. Jazakallah khair.
Ameen, 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 summa ameen, summa ameen. Ustad, Ustad, you have to listen to this question. This is on the bliss of marriage. It says here, Mufti Sab, I would love to remain anonymous. And I mean it, Mufti Sab, anonymous. 3 years ago, I made a girl pregnant. She didn't tell me. It was just a fling. Now that I am married, she's threatening to tell my wife. Please, what do I do? Should I pay her just to shut her up? Anonymous, Ustad, I can show you the message.
First and foremost, brother, you must realize that you committed a major, major sin. And from the Quran Sharif, what all Allah states, you call it a fling, but the fling is to be a costly fling for you in this world and the year after. Surah 24, Surah Nur, chapter number 24, verse 2. Almighty Allah states, that boy, that girl, that male, female who are not married and they commit fornication, a zaniya to a zani, fajlidu kulla wahidin minhuma miyata jalla, both of them must be given 100 lashes in public. Wala ta'khudhkum bima ra'afa, don't show them mercy and compassion. Islam says for these type of crimes, few people must be made the sample, example, then it becomes a deterrent to society. You look at it, yesterday I was returning from the hospital or going to the clinic, and you know, another radio station, that the mother phoned or the father phoned and said they raped his 12-year-old daughter, and they went to the police. The police said, go look for the rapist yourself. So imagine what satanic society we are living in. The police also got no common sense, it seems. You must go look for what we're paying taxes and all these type of things. So you must remember that that is what Islam says, that we must advocate and promote a chaste and a pure society. So that will happen, that when people commit this type of crimes, then there must be a real punishment that is a deterrent for people. Today's democratic dispensation, they glorify it. They'll tell you, you can have 100 girlfriends, you can have 100 boyfriends, you can make haram children, illegitimate children, they'll give you condoms and all that. All these are satanic systems, remember that. So Quran says, both of you must get 100 lashes. Now, yeah, the matter went even worse, that the girl became pregnant. So remember that now that illegitimate child, the lineage will go to the mother. And if she exposes you, She's got all the right to do so. Because remember, you are living now in your comfort zone with your wife and your children, and now she has to bear the brunt for all that. So you speak to her and tell her that fine, you made a mistake, and don't think that you're just going to pay her bribery to shut her mouth, to use your words, because that will always come back to go to bite you. So you are a Muslim. Tell your wife this happened before you were married. It was a mistake. You made tawbah. Take the child and say you will bring the child up. If she does not want the child, or she wants to give it up for abortion, for adoption and so forth, so then rather you take the child and bring the child up as a Muslim. I don't even know who's the other party, a Muslim or a non-Muslim. So remember, when calamities befall us, Quran Sharif teaches us, وَمَا أَصَابَكُم مِّن مُصِيبَةٍ فَبِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِيكُمْ, that when the calamity befalls, if she's a Muslimah, then remember, then you can tell her that you can marry her, or that's what Quran says, or tell her that whatever expenses there are for that child, you will pay for it, and so forth. So something at least you should do. Don't just try and bribe her and buy her silence. Remember that she will always come and extort more and more money from you, and then the truth will always come out. That is my advice to you. Allah Ta'ala forgive all of us for our mistakes and sins.
Ameen, 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 summa ameen. Ustaz, let us go to the land of Asia, Lanesia. There's a sister asking that, Mufti Saab, of course I'm married, I've got two kids, but my husband just don't want to work. We are renting, now there's a problem. Our landlord wants to take us out from where we're renting. From Ramadan, what do I do, Mufti Saab? My husband is just lazy to work, Mufti Saab.
Remember that he don't expect you to go and work, and he sits there on his laurels and thinks of Hadi and, you know, watches TV and so forth. So get the ulama. You know, yeah, in Lanesia, you got the Jamiat, you got other societies, other organizations. So go to them and get somebody to speak to him and so forth. And if he's not prepared to sustain you, and give you nafaka and so forth for you and your two children, then you can apply for a fasakh, an annulment of the marriage as a last resort. Obviously, your first option should be to reconcile, but he must work. He can't be sitting at home like a woman, you know, and a lazy parasite. So he must become the man of the house and the breadwinner of the house. And you go to the local ulama and see how they can help you. And if things don't work out at all, then you can apply for fasakh and annulment, and then you can collect zakat also, if you know you don't have any income for yourself, for your children. That way there, at least you will lead a life of respect also, and you don't have to worry of this husband who is so lazy. But I think the best thing, you reconcile and get him to work also.
Ustad, we go to, of course, a very new listener, mashallah, from Johannesburg. I see Sister Chantel. She says that first time listening to Merkaz Sahab, and she's listening to The Bliss of Marriage. She says, my daughter is my life, and it's time for her to let go, time for her to get married. But dear Mufti Sahab, is it really happening, all this, what you people are speaking, in reality, in life, of divorces, of the divorce rate in South Africa, Ustad?
Sister Chantel, I don't know how long you are in South Africa, or were you born in South Africa. If you know our statistics here, and I'm speaking across the board, whether you look at Muslim or non-Muslim and so forth, you will find in South Africa our divorce rate is spiraling out of control. Now your daughter is going to get married. You as a mother, what advice should you be giving her? The problem today, across the board, Muslim and non-Muslim, in majority of the cases, the emphasis is only on material things. When my sister, my daughter wants to get married, so she will ask, how will my kitchen be? How will be my bedroom? How will be my bathroom? So everything is about that. Who's there to tell the daughter that you have to wake up for Salat, Fajr time, you have to wake up before your husband, you have to worry about your husband so that he's not hungry, a hungry man is angry man. So these are the advices the mother has to give the daughter. You see, in the olden days, if it is my mother, Allah Ta'ala give them Jannatul Firdaus, she passed away in 97. So our parents, grandparents, would tell the daughter, see, Betty, Oh, beloved daughter, you are going to that house, so you must make sure your janaza also comes out from that house. Meaning that you stay with your husband, duk maybe or suk maybe, that in times of prosperity and of time of adversity. Because marriage will have its up and downs. So there's no marriage that 100% is smooth sailing. So remember Sayyidina Ali, Sayyidina Fatima radiallahu anhu, they also had argument and so forth. So who are we ordinary sinners and ordinary mortals? So we need to understand the advice given. So it must be some dimension of spirituality as well. So today the whole focus is on this. And therefore, when they watch the movies, the Hollywood, Bollywood, Robin Hood, so they now, the expectations are like that. You know, the dream world, the honeymoon is going to last forever. Nay, you are speaking of the emotions of people. When that wife is loyal, she makes sabr and so forth and exercises patience, you will see the time will come. Allah will give you so much that you yourself will wonder how come Allah is giving you. That is the promise of Quran. وَمَن يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. When you adopt the quality of taqwa through piety, Allah consciousness, Allah makes a way out. وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ. Allah gives risk and sustenance from such avenues. You don't have to go and ask and beg. Allah makes the arrangements. And from such avenues, you never ever expect it. So that is where the people are going wrong today. So yes, Sister Chantel, we make dua that Almighty Allah Jalla Wala keep your daughter happy, keep your son-in-law happy, and inshallah, I always say, marital life is not bedroom and bathroom only. Marital life is the bodies have to meet and the hearts have to meet. Once the hearts meet, then there's unity of thought. Then both of you going in the same direction. For that to happen, Sister Chantel, write it down, make mental notes, tell them to read, Ya Wadudu, Ya Wadudu, Ya Allah. You are the creator of love. Create that love, that bond between us, that we live together, we take the turbulence. When we're in the plane, we're flying first class, business class, economic class, turbulence come, everybody experiences it, whether you're in first class or business class or economy class. So there will be turbulence, but you go through the turbulence together. So that is what marital life is all about.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Half past 11, spot on. I'm going to go, inshallah, for one more question, and thereafter, inshallah, we'll be going for an ad break, Ustad. It says here, Mufti Sahab, assalamu alaikum, jazakumullahu khair for your services. My matter is one of a complicated nature and has me very worried, and I seek your advice on the matter. Please, dear Honorable Mufti Sahab, both my wife and I have previously been married and divorced. We are in our third year of our nikah, and I'm slowly losing my mind. I love my wife dearly with every breath in my body, and I even did a dua in Mecca to ask Allah to allow this wedding to take place, to which I was rewarded. But Mufti Sahab, however, my wife has hormone issues during the end of her cycles, and she becomes a completely different person unknown to me. She becomes very aggressive and abusive to the extent that she is giving me talak verbally. Please, Mufti Sahab, advise me, what should I do as a husband? Ustad.
May Almighty Allah Jalla Wala make it easy for both of you, husband and wife. Both of you went through a marriage before. Both of you went through a divorce before. You know what a traumatic experience that was, that is, and will always remain when you think about it. So in a case like this, let's break it down. So in a month, your wife has 6 days, 7 days, 8 days, her menses, and then there's a change, hormonal change, and this change, and behavior change, attitude change, and so forth. So let's put it on a scale, brother. I'm looking at the calendar. So 20 days, 21 days, 3 weeks of the month, she's okay. And you okay with that. But when she gets that napaki menses, then she really blows the fuse and she confuses you. So I'm asking you, my brother, this question. Is it not worth it for you that 1 week, that 10 days, you make a little bit sabr, 25% of the time, 30%, And then that the remaining, that 70%, 80% of the time, at least you can lead a happy life and so forth. So yes, she can shout to the top and bring the roof down that she's divorcing you, she's giving you talaq. All that means nothing in Islam. The marriage is still valid and your nikah is still valid. Her uttering talaq and all that means nothing. So with a woman, it does happen sometime. When they go through these changes, then their behavior, their attitude, lot of things will change. So we as men, therefore Allah Ta'ala made us men. So we must be the Amir. We have to burden that, take this burden, can have broad shoulders to take on that responsibility and so forth. So when she's a little bit calm, when she's in a taharat, cleanliness, then in a good mood, you have to speak to her. You have to build up her self-confidence and give her that confidence and so forth, and tell her that, you know what, that just now next week or so your napaki menses are starting, then you're going to go ballistics, you're going to confuse me and blow your fuses. So read these du'as from now. Which du'as? La ilaha illa anta subhanak inni kuntu min adh-dhalimin. The du'a of a Nabi. Which Nabi? Nabi Yunus alayhi salatu salam. So Allah Ta'ala remove the worry, the anxiety, all. Then tell her Surah 54 verse 10, the dua of a Nabi. Which Nabi? Nabi Nuh alayhi salam. Fada'a rabbahu anni maghlubun fantasir. Ya Allah, I'm overpowered. You also read it. She also parades it. She's not doing this intentionally, deliberately. It is just she is not taking control of herself and she is allowing her emotions to get the better of her. So she needs to subdue and control her emotions. So tell her to read anni maghlubun fantasir. So that is number two. First one, Surah 21 verse 87. Second one, Surah 54 verse 10. And the third one, she must read Surah 3 verse 173. Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakeel. Allah is sufficient for us. Allah is the best one to take care of our affairs. Both of you start reading and you will see, inshallah, that it will take some time, but inshallah she will become a better person, not only when she's in a taharat and cleanliness, but even during her menses. And you must be her pillar of strength. So say, we will go through this together. Our 3 weeks are okay, but remember that 10 days and so forth is a little bit mixed up, but we will take this challenge together. So in that way you speak to her and you take on the responsibility of leadership, so you will see a lot of great things will happen, inshallah.
25 minutes to 12. I mean, inshallah, for that to start. I see, mashallah, Dr. Saab from White River. He says, Mufti Saab, I just love the way you give your answers. I think you need to come to White River and address all the doctors, all the doctors, inshallah.
I'm frightened to come to White River. Just now I come back with red blood. The doctors take out, give me all the injections, Dr. Saab. We will meet in Hajj, Dr. Saab. Say inshallah.
Inshallah, ameen, ameen, inshallah. Ustad, let us go, inshallah, for an ad break. When we get back, yes, my beloved, beautiful listeners of Sari SFM and Markaz Sahaba, don't go away. Stay tuned.
WhatsApp us on 084-786-3132.
22 minutes to 12, you are tuning in, listening to The Bliss of Marriage. I see somebody from Klangsdorp. I was just asking Ustad, how do I pose a question? They want to join Ustad for Hajj, and they want to know who is TTW. So I don't know if, I know this is not the question for Bliss of Marriage, but maybe
oh, anyway, we make it a question of Bliss of Marriage. Husband and wife are asking, they want to go for Hajj. So we make it a Bliss of Marriage question.
Gigi, Ustad, I think they want to join you for Hajj, Ustad. Definitely husband and wife, and they want to know who is TTW. How do they get to TTW, Ustad?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Mashallah, Allah Ta'ala take all of us for Hajj, for Umrah, for Ziyarah to Medina Munawwara. Those of us who are already accredited, inshallah. And even if you're not accredited, many times they have cancellation and then people go. So read 2 rakat salat, and today is Wednesday, O Ummah, O esteemed listeners of Sirius FM and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. So after Zuhur, read 2 rakats extra and read Surah 2, Surah Baqarah, verse 128. وَأَرِنَا مَنَاسِكَنَا وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ. O beloved Allah, show us the places of Hajj, Umrah, Makkah, Mina, Arafat, Muzdalifah, before Hajj, after Hajj, you go Medina also, inshallah. And that is, وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا, forgive us, إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ. Indeed, Ya Allah, you are of forgiving, very, very merciful. Surah 2, verse 128. You want to contact TTW, Travel and Tour World. Travel and Tour World in Durban. The owners, directors there are Brother Hussein Khan, Brother Ashraf Muhammad, or you contact Hafiz Ahmed Khan or her brother Suhail. So all of them, anyone will assist you. 031-209-9292. That's the number I know by heart. 031-209-9292. And just tell them what is the Hajj packages and so forth. Otherwise, easy, just go to their website, Travel to and Tour World, and you will find all the prices there. And speak to them, the consultants, and they'll give you all the packages, inshallah al-Aziz.
Jazakum Allah khairan, Ustad. From Clarks Dorp, it's 031-209-9292. Mufti Sahab says 031-209-9292. Or you can go, inshallah, I think Ustad say to Travel and Tour World. This is from, of course, this is from, alright, okay, I'll read it out. He says, is it true if a girl falls pregnant and a month before marriage, and the mother and father of the baby gets married before the baby is 3 months old, and the baby will be halal, meaning can study to be alim, imam, mufti, and will the child be able to inherit? Is it true that an illegitimate child cannot lead the salah of his family and in the masjid? From your good friend, Kit Kat. Ustaz Kit Kat?
MashaAllah, that your brother's day in Pretoria, Allah Ta'ala reward their father, passed away Ameen. On a Friday, you know, and MashaAllah, Allah Ta'ala, a good person, Allah grant him Jannatul Firdaus.
Ameen.
Okay, yeah, my brother, there are 4 or 5 different questions, and we need to be clear on this. Number one is this, boy and girl eloped, illicit relationship took place, the girl conceived, right? She fell pregnant. And now they get married. So by the time they get married, now it's only 3 months, 4 months, 2 months left for her to give birth. So in all these cases, yeah, that child, ijma, and this consensus, according to all 4 schools, the Shafi'is, the Hanbalis, the Malikis, the Hanafis, that their child is illegitimate child. And the lineage of their child will go to the mother and not to the father. Yes, subsequently, the other children that come, there the lineage will go to the father. So we must understand that. Now, what is the law we apply? The minimum period of gestation, the minimum period of pregnancy in Islam is 6 months. وَحَمْلُهُ وَفِصَالُهُ ثَلَاثُونَ شَهْرًا. The Quran Kareem states that the period of pregnancy and the period of weaning is 30 months. So remember, the breastfeeding period will be 24 months, and then the minimum period for the gestation and pregnancy will be, remember, 6 months. So the 6 months is all agreed upon by all the scholars and jurors of Islam. Now, I want to change the example. Boy and girl, they were busy with hanky-panky business and illicit relationship. The girl fell pregnant. She's 1 month, 2 months, 3 months pregnant. And then they got married. And then from date of nikah, till the date of the birth of the baby, if 6 months or more elapse, 6 months or more, not less than 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
If it's less than 6 months, then remember all the scholars say it is illegitimate child and they can't do anything and the lineage will go to the mother. But if it is 6 months or more that has elapsed from the date of nikah right till the delivery of the baby, then only and only Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah states that in a case like that, that we say that this child will be thabitun nasab, a halal child, and the lineage will go to the father. And when we ask Imam Abu Hanifa, what is your dalil and evidence? He quotes Surah 46, verse 15. وَحَمْلُهُ وَفِصَالُهُ ثَلَاثُونَ شَهْرًا. Obviously, that they must be punished for the crime and all that they committed. But the child, if 6 months or more elapse, then the lineage goes to the father. Only according to the Hanafis. Now we go to the Shafi'is, the Malikis, the Hanbalis. We ask them, that what do you say? They say, whether 1 month has passed, or 6 months have passed, or 8 months have passed, whatever it is, in all cases, the child is a harami child, illegitimate child, and the lineage goes to the mother. So we ask them, the Shafi'is, the Malikis, the Hanbalis, Jib Dalil, give us some evidence. So their evidence is, النِّئْمَةُ لَا تَنَالُ بِالْمَحْزُورِ. You cannot get a bounty of Allah through haram means. See, I am traveling now. I'm giving an example. I'm in Lens. I'm traveling now to White River. I'm traveling now to Durban. I'm traveling now to Cape Town. But I'm going for a soccer match. I'm going for a cricket match. Something that is not permissible in Islam. So, Shafi'is, not Hanafi, Shafi'is, Malikis, Hanbali say, you can't read 2 rakat salat. Why? Because the qasr, the shortening of the prayer, is a bounty from Allah. But these bounties cannot be obtained through haram means. So they say to have a lineage. Surah 25, verse 54. وَوَالَّذِي خَلَقَ مِنَ الْمَاءِ بَشَرًا فَجَعَلَهُ نَسَبًا وَصِهْرًا. Allah gave you a lineage. I am the son of Ismail Osman Hussein. He passed away in Ramadan 82. And the son of Halima Hussein, my honorable mother, she passed away in 97. Allah give them Jannatul Firdaus. So to have this lineage is a bounty of Allah. So they say, once the child was conceived via zina, fornication, so the child always remains haram and illegitimate, because a lineage and nasab is a bounty of Allah, and this bounty cannot be attained and obtained via haram. So look at how great these jurors were. Both use Quranic verses, but the result will be different. Hanafis say, all of them say, if from time of nikah till the delivery of the baby is less than 6 months, is 2 months, 3 months, 4 months, 5 months, then the child is illegitimate, lineage goes to mother. Only Hanafis say from date of nikah to date of delivery, if 6 months and more goes, then the child's lineage goes to the father, halal child. But majority scholars, Shafi'is, Malikis, somebody say, no, even then it's a haram child. So that is the answer, my brother. They in Kit Kat, and inshallah we'll come soon to enjoy some Kit Kat.
Subhanallah, ameen, ameen, ameen. Ustad, they say, dear Mufti Sab, we request the podcast of this sawal, of this question, Ustad.
Inshallah, our brother Tobela will do it. And I sent out yesterday also, my brother Tobela prepared on Monday, I gave you the report back of Bolivia and of Brazil. And it is on our website, on both on Mufti AK and on Markaz Sahaba. So you can, inshallah, this Q&A will also be on podcast. And I just confirm now with Tobela, those of you who want to visit our websites, you can visit Markaz Sahaba, markazsahaba.com, and mashallah, you will find all these things there. And our brother Al Amin Templeton, mashallah, he's our financial fundi, FNF, financial fundi. So the people call us fundis, but he's a fundi. So you must remember, he's doing great work now regarding the finances of the world and what have you. So follow all that as well. If you go to my website, www.muftiakhosen.net, and you will find all this day, inshallah. So after 1-2 hours, you go to the website and you will find it, inshallah, my brother. So Kit Kat and anybody else, so you can then in your leisure time, you visit the websites for the pleasure of Allah, barakallahu fi.
I mean, 12 minutes to 12 o'clock, Sister Rehana, mashallah, from Mayfair West. Ustaz, she says there's no H at the end.
There's no H. S-A-H-A-B-A. There's okay. No H in the end.
Okay, she said that that's why she couldn't get the website. She says she's putting H. Okay. So it's M-A-R-K-A-Z. Ustad?
S-A-H-A-B-A. No H in the end.
Ustad, let us go to, this is overseas. Assalamu alaikum, Mufti Sab. This question coming in right now. It says, my name is anonymous. I am 23 years old. My wife, 21 years old. Recently, my wife and I had a major fight, and I gave her talaq. She then told me she had her haid, her period. I did some research, Mufti Sab, and found out that if you give your wife talaq in period, it's not accepted. I also read that there are 3 stages of anger and 2 stages if you give talaq, it's not accepted because of the anger. Mufti Sab, I just want to know, I read that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, there is no talaq and freeing of slaves when it is done by force or in a state intense anger. Also, if you give your wife 3 talaqs once, then it is counted as 1. This is the view of Hazrat Abu Bakr, Umar, Ali, and few more great sahabis. Please help, because we want to put our family together. Shukran, Ustad, from overseas.
Brother, what you are doing is you are closing the stable after the horse has bolted. No sense you come to me with all this on what you read on the internet and all that. All that means nothing, my brother. So you must remember, to cut the long story short, your marriage is history, and both of you are now, geography has to take place. You must stay in your place. She must go back to her parents' place or to her brother's place, and your marriage is over. 3 talaqs is 3. We are not Christians that we say 3 talaq. We don't believe in Trinity. 3 is 1 and that. You must remember who on internet today, which mufti, which grand mufti can be greater than Imam Abu Hanifa, Allah, Imam Shafi'i, Imam Malik, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal. From time, all that you read of Sayyidina Umar, Sayyidina Usman, Sayyidina Ali, all lies and fabrications that. You must remember that in time of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala, and ijma took place and consensus took place that 3 talaqs is 3. And remember, this is a question we pose to the Salafis also. Because the Salafis, some of them, they say that the 3 talaq is 1. We say, you Salafis, you'll say we must follow Quran and Sunnah. Quran Kareem says 3 is 3. Open Surah 2, verse 228, 229, 230. There's a hadith in Bukhari Sharif. Hadith of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Bukhari Sharif. 3 talaq is 3. So my brother, don't look for loopholes and so forth. It's not going to help you anyway. And if you reconcile, remember, then Allah's curse is on you and on your wife. So you have to blame yourself. Don't blame anybody else. That is the verse in the noble Quran. Balil insanu ala nafsihi basira walau alqa ma'adhira. That human being's nature is such, deep down he knows he's guilty. You see, you did all the problems, you made all the problems, and now you want to come with your research. It's not going to bamboozle us. Alhamdulillah, we'll give you from Quran, Sunnah, Ijma, and the 4 schools. So all of them agree 3 talaq is 3. Walau alqa ma'adhira, although you cite excuses, I ask you 3 questions. The day you gave your wife talaq, were you driving your car? The day you gave your wife talaq, did you go to work? So what anger are you speaking about? So you were not angered that you are mad. So you must that you are insane. You could drive. You know where your work is. All that you knew. So to come tell us about 3 levels of anger, all that is irrelevant. It's just trying to, you understand, influence us to give you the wrong verdict. My brother, deen is straightforward. Remember that. I can only tell you what is deen. You don't listen to me. You have to answer to Allah. But you're asking me, what does Islam say? What did the Sahaba, what did Nabi alayhi salam say? What did Sahaba say? What the 4 schools say? They all say 3 talaq is 3. And in your case, your marriage is finished, is history. You and your wife is haram for you to live together. Allah. And you cannot reconcile. So that is the fatwa, my brother.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. I see Dada, mashallah, from Amalo. He says, dear Mufti Sahab, ye sab kya hai? Give it to them. I think we need to teach our youngsters a lesson. Ustad, Dada from Amalo.
Dada means that you must take the woo-woo. Yeah. Dada is from the old school of thought. He say you must take out the shambok and give them. And that is what Sayyidina Umar said. Sayyidina Umar said, then the hadith, but Dada, you 100% right. I'm giving you a reference. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu said, 3 talaq is 3. But these people who give 3 talaq one shot, then bring them to me, and I'll take out my whip and I'll lash them. Open la'uja'atuhu, that's the word. I'll give them and cause them a lot of pain, because they want to make a mockery of it. So Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu wants to tell them that you give 3 talaq and then you want to look for loopholes, bring them to me, I'll give them good punishment. The fatwa of Sayyidina Umar in the Sunan of Sa'id bin Mansur.
6 minutes to 12. I see Dr. Sab Mashallah from White River. He says, Mufti Sab, please guide the youngsters and our young girls and our young daughters. He's got 3 daughters as well, Dr. Sab. So he's saying, Mufti Sab, please give us few words of your time, of your nasiha. Ustad, I think we've got exactly 5 minutes. Yes, 5 minutes left exactly. So he wants to know that girl being forced to get married against her will. So Ustad, inshallah, over to you, inshallah.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. First and foremost, we thank you, Dr. Saab, from the bottom of our heart, and all the listeners, whether from Sirius FM, Radio Ansar International, or Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. It's you who make the program. You all ask the questions. You all make the suggestions. You all tell us what to speak about. We are just the means. Allah Ta'ala accept it and use us for His deen.
Ameen.
The biggest mistake the Ummah makes today is we don't learn Islam. Instead of us learning Islam, practicing Islam, influencing the lives of others, day and night we are busy with the TV, day and night we are busy with the cell phone, day and night we are busy listening to other people's stories. So that invariably will bring about something in our mind and impact negatively on us. So we want to now think like them, behave like them, impress other people like them, and so forth. So what should we be doing? Start from the day the baby is born. So remember Adhan in the right ear, Iqama in the left ear, and then remember in the mouth you put the date or the tahniq or the honey. So already the Islamic process is put into place. Today the baby is born Wednesday, next week Tuesday is the 7th day. Aqiqah must be done, the hair must be shaved. After the hair is shaved, take some zafran, saffron with water, apply it on the head. How many people do that? If you get 10% of the ummah doing that, you will be lucky. So this hadith is authentic in Abu Dawood. And thereafter you name the baby, you give out charity, so all that. Now the child is developing formative years. So what do you do? The father and mother of today, they suffer from the C syndrome. What is the C syndrome? Give them clothing, give them CDs, give them cash, give them computers, give them cell phones, give them cars. All the C's they're giving. Oh father, oh mother, how come you did not give that flower of yours, Allah, the greatest C? So what is the greatest C? Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Ma nahala walidun nahlan ahsana min adabin hasan." Teach them some good character. Teach them how you become an asset to humanity. It's not money that makes the world go round. It is our deen that makes the world go round. It is our akhlaq that makes the deen go round. It is our ikhlas, our sincerity that makes it go. So who does a father have time to spend with his child? He just buys the love of his child. Today, 80-70% of the parents are doing that. The father is busy working in his shop, in his job, in his profession. Weekend come, he's playing golf, the real golf or other kind of golf, Allah alone knows. The wife is too busy, does mall and does ball, and it goes on. So where's the children? You know, when we were very young, they used to tell us in school, when an idle mind is the devil's workshop. So this is idle. You left your children idle. No quality time spent. Ask yourself, oh father, when did I have a heart-to-heart discussion with my son, with my daughter? We just dictate, bring tea, do this. To show that I'm your father, I am your mother, I'm your friend, I'm doing this for you so that you can have a bright future. Who's there to cry for the children? We only cry when our daughter comes back pregnant. We only cry when our son is on drugs. Is that what we want? Ask ourselves. You asked a very good question, Dr. Saab. Is it the right of the parents to force their daughters? Nay, you can't do that Islamically. Just today I told somebody that you want to get married, Then you get married to that boy, but take the blessings of your parents. So remember, the parents don't have the right to impose upon their daughters who are aqila, baligha, sane and mature. But by the same token, my advice to you, my daughters, my sisters, you must choose such a spouse that you know you got the blessings of your parents as well. So that will, inshallah, build a solid dynamic foundation and society. And my last advice, when last do we make dua? We don't even have time to make dua. What does Allah say? Husband-wife argument. Husband tells his wife, you do my way or catch the highway. Get out from here. You see today what's happening. Allah says, Surah 25, Surah Furqan, verse 77. I'm giving you the last verse of Surah 25, Surah Furqan, the ending of the first quarter of the 19th Supara, 19 Jews. Allah says, Kul ma ya'ba'u bikum rabbi lawla du'a'ukum. Allah says, Mujhe koi parwa nahi tumhara agar tumne dua nahi ki. I got nothing to do with you. Get out from here if you don't make dua. Allah is telling us this. So Allah gave us a weapon. Use that weapon. So Allah Ta'ala make it easy for our children, parents, grandparents, everybody. Fatima just came out of theater about an hour ago. Alhamdulillah, make dua as well. Ameen. Allah Ta'ala give us shifa kabir.
Ameen. 1 minute to 12 o'clock, we're going to terminate, inshallah. I was going to ask Ustad, what's our rundown for your program, inshallah. Ustad?
Yes, 12 to 1, inshallah, brother Alphas with the news and then current affairs, 1 o'clock adhan, 5 past 1, inshallah, my tafsir. And that will be Surah Mulk and verses 20 to 30. We will conclude, inshallah, today Surah Tabarak. And thereafter, Hapas 1 to 2 will be Surah Yusuf. And then 2 to 4, Sheikh Zakaria, inshallah. 4 o'clock, we go to Durban studio. Mo'ana Khalid Yaqub, inshallah. And thereafter will be the Maghrib and then the Surahs. 6 o'clock to 7 o'clock, first half an hour, 6 to 6.30, Mo'ana Yunus Patel's advices. Then 6.30 to 7, the repeat of my tafsir, inshallah. Then 7 to 8, our brother Al-Amin Templeton with the financial matters and business issues, very important. 8 to 9, inshallah, Dr. Wahid from Durban, Dr. Yusuf Wahid, with medical file. So, inshallah, wonderful lineup. Make dua for us and the ummah. Barakallahu feek. Assalamu alaikum.
We leave you and love you there. I see Falseness wants to know the TTW. You can contact, inshallah, Hazrat Mulana Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussein Hafizahullah. This is Mulana Arafat. We just heard you mentioned that Mufti Sahib is going with TTW. Could you please have the contact details? Contact 010-001-004 and speak to our beloved Allamatul Ustad. I leave you and love you. Up next is Alphas in Kasi with the 12 o'clock news.